ज्ञानं जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो। महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरतिसे गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकायै तदालये कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तदभक्ताय अंगश्यामलिं छटाभिरभितो मन्देकुकेन्दीवरं जड्डं जागुडरोचि संविदधतं पट्टम्बरस्य श्रिया वृन्दारण्यनिवासिनं हृदिलसद्दामाभिरामोदरं राधास्कन्दनिवेशितो जलभुजं ध्यायेम् दासम्।
श्री गुरु गौरांग राधा विनोद बिहारी जी की कृपा से आज सप्तम दिवस हम लोगों की ब्रजमंडल परिक्रमा समाप्त हुई, निर्विघ्न हुआ और आज लौह वन, रावल, ब्रह्मांड घाट, 84 खंभा जन्मस्थली और इसके बाद में दाऊ जी, ये सब परिक्रमाएं हुई। वहां का महात्म भी आप लोगों ने सुना होगा। कल हमने बतलाया था भक्ति देवी स्वप्रकाश तत्व हैं, किंतु हमने ये भी कहा मध्यम भक्त की कृपा से भक्ति होती है। तो एक आदमी ने प्रश्न किया तो भक्ति स्वप्रकाशित कैसे रही, मध्यम भक्त ने दिया भक्ति कृपा करके, उसकी कृपा से होता है। तो हमने बतलाया था ध्यान नहीं दिया गया, भक्तों के हृदय में भक्ति है, इसलिए भक्ति भक्त्या संजायते, भक्ति से ही जो भक्तों के हृदय में है उसी भक्ति से ही भक्ति, इसलिए इसमें कोई कंफ्यूजन नहीं। उसी को फिर बतला रहे हैं भक्ति देवी स्वयं प्रकाशित हैं, किसी शुभ कर्म के द्वारा ये भक्ति नहीं हो सकती, माता पिता की सेवा, देश की सेवा, गरीबों की सेवा इससे नहीं, बल्कि पारमार्थिक सुकृति से भगवान भक्त और तदीय वस्तुओं के संपर्क में आने से जो सुकृति होता है उससे भक्तों का मिलन होता है, भक्तों का संग प्राप्त होता है और भक्तों के संग से ये भक्ति होती है। इस लिए जह केनापि अतिभाग्येन जात श्रद्धो अस्य सेवने, श्रीमद् भागवत का यह श्लोक है। अर्थात जो व्यक्ति किसी अतिशय भाग्यवश भगवान की सेवा करने के लिए श्रद्धा युक्त होता है, इसी श्लोक में अतिशय भाग्येन शब्द का अर्थ वास्तविक अर्थ है शुभ कर्म जन्य भाग्य को अतिक्रमण करने वाले। शुभ कर्म के द्वारा नहीं होगा, किसी भगवत भक्त की कृपा, और वो भी भगवत भक्त उत्तम सिद्ध भागवतों की नहीं, भगवान की कृपा से भी नहीं। क्यों? भगवान सब समय आनंद रस में निमग्न रहते हैं, वो ये नहीं देखते हैं कि जीवों के को ये कष्ट रहती होता है। जब किसी को कष्ट को देखते हैं तो चित्त द्रवित होता है, उस समय कृपा की आवश्यकता होती है, अन्यथा नहीं। इसलिए भगवान तो रसिक है, रसलीला में रास इत्यादि में सब समय प्रवृत्त है, तो भक्त लोग, उत्तम भक्त लोग भी सब समय भगवान की सेवा में नियुक्त रहते हैं, उनको ये फुर्सत नहीं है, देखते नहीं है कि इन लोगों को कष्ट है, वो देखते हैं कि प्राणी मात्र सभी भगवान की सेवा कर रहे हैं। प्रहलाद महाराज जी ने कहा है शायद उसमें, जब सब उत्तम वो सब समय भगवत भाव का देखते हैं कि सभी लोग हमारे इष्ट देव को ही हमारे भाव से ही सेवा कर रहे हैं, इसलिए अब मध्यम भक्तों का है इसमें है, उनका अधिकार ही है चार, जिसमें बालिशों को मायावाद से रहित जिज्ञासु हो, श्रद्धा हो, उनको ये भक्ति प्रदान कर सकते, और उनमें भी जो भक्ति है उसी भक्ति के द्वारा ही वो करते हैं। इसलिए यदि कहो जो भगवान ने प्रेरणा की भक्तों के हृदय में, तब वो कृपा करते हैं, ऐसा भी नहीं कह सकते। भगवान ने भक्तों को ये स्वतंत्रता दी है, मैं भक्तों का भक्तों के वशीभूत, और उन्हें कृपा करके वो अनुग्रह करने की शक्ति भक्तों में दे रखी है। कुछ कार्यों में उनका नियमन है, किंतु इस कार्य में उनका नियमन नहीं है, कंट्रोल नहीं है। यदि कहो ईश्वर की इच्छा और प्रेरणा के बिना भक्तों की कृपा स्वतंत्र रूप में कैसे उदित होगी? भगवान किसी के हृदय में प्रेरणा करेंगे तब वो दूसरों पर कृपा करेंगे, अतः भक्ति के कृपा के मूल में भी ईश्वर की प्रेरणा है, और तब वो भक्तों पर कृपा कर श्रद्धालुओं पर कृपा करते हैं, कजे नहीं, ऐसा मत सोचो। इस प्रश्न के उत्तर में चक्रपाद बात कहते हैं, भगवान ने स्वयं भक्त वश्यता के कारण भक्तों के हृदय में ऐसी कृपा शक्ति दे रखी है। भगवान के कुछ गुण भक्तों में संचरित होते हैं, कि ये गुण कृपा करने का भगवान ने उनके अंदर में दे रखा है, कि भक्तों की कृपा ईश्वर की इच्छा या प्रेरणा की अपेक्षा नहीं रखती। भक्त स्वतंत्र रूप में जनसाधारण पर कृपा कर सकते हैं, भगवान ने स्वेच्छापूर्वक अपने भक्तों को इस प्रकार उत्कर्ष का विधान किया, उन्होंने अधिकार दे रखा है। विशेषतः महत कृपा, भक्तों की कृपा ऐसी स्वतंत्र नहीं होने से जगत में कोई भी भगवान की कृपा नहीं पा सकता था, संभव नहीं था। ये घर घर जाते हैं और अपने पूर्व जीवन का देखते हैं कि जगत में कितना दुख है और लोगों से मिलते जुलते हैं, इसलिए देखते हैं कि इनको इतना दुख है। जैसे स्वामी जी घर घर गए, श्रील प्रभुपाद भक्ति विनोद ठाकुर क्या किया, घर घर गए, किसी ने बुलाया नहीं, हम दुखी हैं आइए हमको हमारी सहायता कीजिए, भक्ति दीजिए, बल्कि स्वयं कृपा बसता गए। भक्तों की कृपा ऐसी स्वतंत्र नहीं होने से जगत में भगवत प्राप्त करना किसी के लिए महा दुर्लभ होता। भगवान परिपूर्ण आनंद घन अपाप विद्ध बयास पश रहित है, जीव से यही इनकी विशेषता है। जैसे सूर्य में तनिक अंधकार रहने की कोई संभावना नहीं है, जो जगत को प्रकाशित करते हैं, दीप के नीचे अंधकार हो सकता है किंतु सूरज के कहीं भी अंधकार रहने की संभावना नहीं है। उसी प्रकार परिपूर्ण सुख स्वरूप भगवान में दुख का स्पर्श नहीं है। श्रुति कहती है आदित्य वर्ण तमसः परस्ता, इसलिए जीव का कोई भी दुख भगवान को स्पर्श नहीं कर सकता, जो पहले बतलाया। जीव दुखी हैं, उनको ये स्पर्श नहीं कर सकता, और यदि स्पर्श करता तो दयालुता आती, कृपा आती, इसलिए जीवों के प्रति उनकी ऐसी नहीं है। वे आनंद घन स्वरूप होने के कारण अपने स्वयं के आनंद में भी विभोर रहते हैं, और यह भी बात ठीक है दूसरों के दुख का चित्त में स्पर्श होने पर ही कृपा होती है, अन्यथा कृपा नहीं होती। परमानंद घनैक श्री भगवान में पूर्ण शक्ति रहने पर भी बहिर्मुख जीवों के प्रति उनकी करुणा सर्वथा असंभव है। इसलिए पतित और दुखी जीवों के उद्धार के लिए एकमात्र स्वतंत्र महत कृपा ही उपाय है। और भी प्रश्न हो सकता है, अंतर्जामी भगवान अंतर्जामी रूपी से समस्त जीवों के हृदय में प्रेरणा या अंतर इंद्रियों में बाह्य इंद्रियों में क्रिया शक्ति क्यों देते हैं? इसी के लिए कहा गया ईश्वर सर्वभूतानां हृदयेषु अर्जुन तिष्ठति भ्रामयन् सर्वभूतानि जन्तुर्नाहानि मायया। अंतर्जामी भगवान सब जीवों के अंतर में विराज रह करके उनको विविध कर्मों में प्रवृत्त कराकर उनके कर्मों के अनुसार और जंत्र आरूढ़ की भांति उनको परिचालित करते हैं। तो क्या भक्तों के भी हृदय में ऐसे ही नियंत्रण करते हैं? नहीं, भक्तों के लिए नहीं। भगवान स्वयं कहते हैं तत्प्रसादात परां शांतिं स्थानं प्राप्स्यसि शाश्वतम्, मेरी कृपा से ही मेरे भक्तगण मुझ में भली भांति स्थित जो पराशांति है उसे प्राप्त करते हैं। यहां प्रसाद से भगवान की कृपा को ही समझना चाहिए। इसलिए अंत में यही सिद्ध हुआ, भक्ति स्वप्रकाश है। मध्यम भक्तों के हृदय में जो भक्ति है उसी भक्ति के द्वारा दूसरों को वो भक्ति प्रदान करते हैं। इसलिए भक्ति की स्वप्रकाशता का कोई भी खंडन नहीं किया जा सकता। वो ठीक लीजिए।
वंदाय राधे 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 कृष्णाय कृष्ण वंदाय तथा नमो नमः. One question was raised that yesterday we heard that Bhakti is Swaprakash, self-illuminating and independent. But yesterday we also heard that Bhakti is dependent on the mercy of Madhyamanika. So maybe there is a contradiction. Sugriv said that person who wrote the question was not giving so much attention. Therefore, yesterday we discussed that Bhakti is present in the heart of the Madhyamanika. So because he has that Bhakti already, then he is giving it. Therefore, Bhakti is not dependent on any other thing, because it's already present there. Yesterday we heard that Bhakti cannot be attained by the accumulation of supakarma, punya, means pious materialistic activities, like serving one's mother or father, or serving the country, or serving a sick person. Bhakti will not arise by such punya sakriti. Neither will Bhakti arise by a lack of such super sakriti. Therefore, Bhakti arises how? By nitya sakriti, or some service performed with knowledge or without knowledge to Bhagawan or Bhagawan's Tadiya Vastu, that which is related to Bhagawan, some connection with Bhagawan or Bhagawan's own objects. By that nitya sakriti or bhakti sakriti, one can get the chance to attain sadhu sangha, and by that sadhu sangha one can achieve bhakti, and by that bhakti one can meet Bhagawan. Therefore, bhakti is only achieved by the mercy of devotee. And yesterday we heard also, bhakti is not achieved by the mercy of Bhagawan, nor is bhakti only achieved by the mercy of Uttam Bhagawan, the Vaishnava on the highest platform of bhakti. Then why bhakti is not achieved by the mercy of Krishna? Because Krishna is always drowning in the nectar of Rajaras, Anandaras. Therefore, he is so full of happiness, he is not even aware of the suffering of the jiva. But if somehow he can become aware of it, then he gives his mercy. The Uttam Vaishnava is in a similar situation. He is always completely absorbed in the Nitya Lila of Radha Krishna. Therefore, he never sees anything nor hears anything. Therefore, he cannot understand that jivas in this world are suffering. Because he sees, like Prahlad Maharaj, Sarva Bhutasya Yapasat Bhagavan Bhavamatmana. He sees all are liberated, all are serving Krishna according to his own mood. Therefore, the Uttam Bhagavad Vaishnava can have no experience that jivas are suffering in this world. Therefore, Madhyamanikari sees these things. Therefore, bhakti is achieved by his association. But to whom will the Madhyamanikari give mercy to? That disciple, we say, should be free from Mayavad. He should be Jidyasa, meaning he or she should be eager to inquire, and they must have faith to follow the instructions received. When Madhyamanika sees that type of disciple, then bhakti is given. Therefore, Bhagawan is, even though we say he is independent, Bhagawan is also not independent. Aham bhakta paradino. He admits, I am controlled by my devotee. Therefore, Krishna himself does not deliver anyone. Krishna empowers his devotee to deliver the jivas of this world. Then some say, if Bhagawan is independent, then he empowers the devotee. So that answer is given by Sri Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. No question of empowering, because the qualities of Bhagawan are automatically present in the devotee. No question of giving. Everything is there already in the devotee. Therefore, Bhagawan is dependent, and the mercy of the devotee is also independent. Therefore, in this world, those who are acting on the platform of Madhyamanika, like Bhaktivan Swami Maharaj, or Chakor Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Their mercy is independent because no one is inviting them. Oh Maharaj, I'm suffering too much, come and deliver me. No. Out of their own violation, out of their own mercy, out of their own independence, they're moving house to house to relieve the sufferings of those jivas. Therefore, such a chance to achieve that association is very rare. Therefore, the devotee is also independent in giving his mercy. Another example of how Bhagavan is unaware, in one sense, of the suffering of the jivas. Just like the sun, there is no touch of darkness in the sun. If we say there is a lamp, a ghee lamp, there is some darkness under the ghee lamp. But that example cannot be given according to Krishna. He is completely transcendental. Therefore, the sufferings of the jivas in this world cannot even touch him in the slightest. And if somehow he allows himself to be touched to understand the suffering of the jivas, then he will give mercy, otherwise he cannot. Therefore, the Upanishads describe that Bhagavan is neutral in one sense. As Paramatma, he is present in everyone's heart, but he has little nirapeksh, little neutral position. But the bhakta of Bhagavan is not completely like this. Therefore, the conclusion is, means he sees the suffering when he comes to Madhyamalika. Therefore, the conclusion is, bhakti is swaprakash, bhakti is not dependent on anything else, bhakti is self-illuminating. The Madhyamalika, because that bhakti is present in his heart, therefore he is also not dependent on anything else, he is dependent only on that bhakti. Therefore, because he has that swaprakash bhakti in himself, therefore he has the ability to give to others. There should be no doubts in this.
You should discuss about the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and what are his special kripa.
ओम ज्ञान विरानस्य ज्ञानांजन शरागया अक्षरं मिलितं येन तस्मै
श्री From the
Buddha,
can we say that bhakti is dependent on Shraddha,
or
eagerness?
Shraddha is also bhakti, part of bhakti. So no,
so she telling the Buddha has ordered me
it depends on
to give the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Also, one question,
So by the mercy of Gurudev,
I speak
something about Krishna of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which I am also trying to understand and practice in my life.
Both.
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has told, especially, first verse
of Kshishtaka, combination.
Cheto darpana mahadharam bhava mahadharavani nirvapadam shriya nairva chatrika vidharam vidhyabhavam jivanam. आनंदामृत वर्धनम पुष्पदम पूर्णाम प्रकाशपादनम सर्वांतस्तकरम परम विजयते श्री कृष्ण संकीर्तनम दैट दिस श्री कृष्ण संकीर्तन इज वेरी ब्लेसफुल इट इज लाइक अ शावर ऑफ नेक्टर एंड ऑफ द हार्ट ऑफ द लिविंग एंटिटीज हु आर सफरिंग फ्रॉम थ्रीफोल्ड मिजरी आदिदैविक आध्यात्मिक आदिभौतिक क्लेशस एंड इग्नोरेंस in their heart is dissipated by the shower of the nectar. So this Harinam is actually the Vidya Vadu Jivanam. The living entities, all distress comes from avidya. And this avidya is destroyed by Nam Prabhu. Because Nam Prabhu's pride is actually Vidya. That is Paravidya, the transcendental knowledge. By chanting the Harinam, the transcendental knowledge appears in the heart of the living entities, and when their avidya is destroyed, they feel blissful. However, every living entity has Swarup Brahm as to who I am. So therefore Mahaprabhu told that you should know that all of you are servants of Krishna. All of you are eternal servants of Krishna. said, Naham Bharani Raja Narapatir Rasko Yatirva, Intu Krotyan Nikila Paramananda Purana Mutase, Opi Bhattu, Padakamalayur Dasa Dasa Dasa. That I don't come under any social classification or any spiritual classification. I don't come under any type of classification based on country, creed, caste or anything. But I am eternally servant of Krishna. My worshipable deity is, all our worshipable deity is Rajendra Nanda Sri Krishna. Aratya Bhagavan Rajesha Kalayas Tadhyama Vrindavan. Ramya Kasi Upasana Rajavadu Vargena Yatalpita Srimad Bhagavatam Pramana Mamalam Srimad Bhumarto Mahan. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Matavidam Tatra Dharuna Parat. The Chakravarti part, Thakur says that Aratya Bhagavan Rajesha Kalayas. That our worshipable deity is Brajananda Shyamasundara Krishna, who has Srimati Radhika on his left hand side, his Swarupa Shakti. And his Vrindavan Dham is also as worshipable as Sri Krishna. This Vrindavan Dham is not different from Sri Krishna. Because this Vrindavan Dham is always reverberating with the flute song of Sri Krishna. And therefore, when Mahaprabhu came here, he also found that this Vrindavan Dham, which is fragrant by the Parakpad, by the pollen from the lotuses in the Jamuna, he found very charming, and everywhere he had Spurti of Krishna. Mukunda Murali Rava Shravana Tulla Rut Vallavi, Kadambaka Karambita Prati Kadamba Kunjantara, Kalislakiri Nandini Kamala Kandalam Dorina, Sugandhi Ravinave, Sharanamastu Vrindadavi. So Mahaprabhu has advised us to always take shelter of Sri Vrindavana. And now what is the proof for this? Mahaprabhu has said, Srimad Bhagavatam. The first canto, second canto, especially the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, and 11th canto and 12th canto, these are actually the evidence for whatever we follow. Srimad Bhagavatam is actually the essence of all the Vedas. Nigama Kalpa Talar Dalitam Phalam Shukam Khat Amruta Dharma Sanghitam Srimata Bhagavatam Rasamalayam Muhura Hura Sika Bhuri Bhavna. So, Mahaprabhu has told that Srimad Bhagavatam. So, especially chanting of the holy name, Mahaprabhu's greatest contribution. Because without chanting the holy name, the living entities cannot advance. So, therefore, Mahaprabhu gave the pranali, Siddha pranali.
What aradhana is best? You have left what aradhana is best.
And aradhana, also Srila Gurudev is telling me that what, how to perform the aradhana of Sri Krishna. Aradhana vraja vargena ya kalpita. Vraja vadu vargena ya kalpita. Vraja vadu, especially gopis. Among the all the devotees of Sri Krishna, the gopis are the highest. Because Sri Krishna himself has told that na paraham nirvatya samyujam sadhu krityam vibhada vishabhiya dhyama bhajan durjara keha shrunkara samrashti yate paryati sadhuna. Krishna has not said so about any of his devotees. He told Bhagavan the gopis that I cannot repay you. You have completely indebted me. And everyone from the women in the city of Hastinapur who are the subjects of Yudhishthira Maharaj, Bhishma Pitamaha, who is actually a warrior, Kunti Devi, and even Vaishis of Dwarka and Sri Uddhav has glorified the gopis. So the gopis worship is the highest. And among them, Radhika's worship is the highest. And therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come in this world to relish the mood of Srimati Radhika, and he has registered as confirmed by Srila Sanatana Goswami Bhurat Bhagavatamritam Svadaitarya Bhavamya Vibhaka Svabhava Sumadrava Tirna Bhakta Rukena Lohas Jaiti Kanaka Dhamma Krishna Chaitanya Nama Haridhya Yati Vesha Sri Sachi Sudresha. Srimati Radhika is his Daita. Daita means one who serves him by her deha, by her body, mind and soul. She is continuously serving him and very beloved of Sri Krishna, very life of Sri Krishna. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu understood her mood, especially her Madanakya Mahabhava, and he relished it. And he accepted the name Krishna Chaitanya. And he gave up his abode of Navadvip and became a sannyasi in order to take teachings from Swarup Damodara and Ramananda. So therefore, this worship of the gopis is the highest, and Mahaprabhu himself has taught us that one should execute this Raga Marga Bhakti. Some people say that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to this world only to give Nama Sankirtan. This is not true. Because Bhagavad Krishna said, Yada yada hi dharmasya glade bhavati bharata abhyutthanam dharmasya tadatmanam sujamyam paritraadaya sadhanam vinashayaja srishkrutam dharma samsthapanam kaya sambhavami yuge yuge. The removing irreligion and establishing religion, these activities are done by the Narayan, the Yugavatar, which is in the body of Sri Gaurang Mahaprabhu. The Gaurang Narayan marries Vishnu Priya and Lakshmi Priya, and he gives the process of Nama Sankirtan for delivering the living entities. However, Gaurang Mahaprabhu, who is actually Radha Bhavat Yuki Sohita, he is the combined form of Radha Krishna, or Radha Krishna, who has accepted the mood and completion of Radhika. He actually only relishes the mood of Radhika. He only tries to understand the glories of Radhika, and he tries to preach the Radha Marga Bhakti. So the greatest contribution of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the primary reason he came to this world, is that he wanted to test the mood of Radhika, and another primary reason is that he wanted to preach the Radha Marga Bhakti, the bhakti in the mood of the gopis to the entire world. However, as secondary consequence, as a secondary contribution to the world, he also alongside preached Nama Sankirtan. So Nama Sankirtan is the primary means for the jivas, the conditioned jivas, in order to rise to the platform of Raga Marga Bhakti. However, one should also associate with the Rasika Vaishnavas as a Vaishnava Gurudev. And as we see that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's biggest contribution to this world was Rupa Goswami. Priya Swarupe, Daita Swarupe, Prema Swarupe, Sahajaga Rupe, Prabhudeka Rupe, Tatal Rupe, Samvilas Rupe. That Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the sentiment of his heart, one drop of the love, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is an ocean of love, and that one drop of that love appeared in the heart of Rupa Goswami, and Rupa Goswami distributed that love to the entire world through his books such as Bhakti Sagar Sindhu, Ujjala Neelamani, and so on. So Srila Gurudev, as a representative of Srila Rupa Goswami, is the real mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for the entire world. And without the mercy of Srila Gurudev, we can never understand the contribution of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Nityananda Prabhu. So the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, Srila Gurudev has told me to speak about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. I feel that Srila Gurudev is the embodiment of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. Yeah.
But any bhakt has this first.
So one question has come to Srila Gurudev from a person in the audience regarding the subject that Srila Gurudev is speaking this evening about the independent nature of bhakti. There is a doubt that he is expressing here, saying, then can we say that bhakti is dependent on shraddha or on dependent upon greed, lobha? So this is the question. Is bhakti dependent on shraddha?
You should know what is shraddha. This is the beginning of bhakti, part of bhakti. So shraddha and bhakti is same thing. Last stage. So bhakti begins from there. So no question of bhakti is independent of shraddha.
Another question has come.
What?
Should I read it?
Another question. Is the Madhyam Adhikari is the Madhyam Adhikar and Uttam Adhikari that comes down to the Madhyam level to give bhakti, or is it that a Madhyam Adhikari only who has received bhakti and therefore can transmit it? So his question is the Madhyam Adhikari who can give bhakti, is he coming down from the Uttam platform, or is it an actual Madhyam Adhikari who's coming up, Kanishtha then Madhyam, that he can give bhakti? He can transmit bhakti.
This is same thing. A sadhak bhakta, first he will be Kanishtha Adhikari. And gradually by the mercy of Madhyam Adhikari, Kanishtha comes in Madhyam. Then he becomes Madhyam Adhikari, and then he does kripa to all. Or like Narada Rishi and others, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Rupa Goswami, all were what? Uttam Adhikari Mahabhagavat. But they have descended in Madhyam Adhikar, and then they have sprinkled their mercy to Sadhalu, Agyani, there. So this is the same thing.
You have described many times that there are different levels of Kanishtha, different levels of Madhyam, and also different levels of Uttam. So you have also described that in order to become guru, the devotee should be at least in the Madhyam stage. So is this true, that only in the middle stage of Madhyam Adhikari that he now has the qualification to become guru and to...
No, I have told before so many things.
Yes.
So it is all right. Though he is in middle, Madhyam, Madhya, or Uttam, Madhya, Madhya Adhikari, both maybe. I think it would be better, more qualified Madhyam Adhikari, when he is Uttam Madhyam Adhikari. Back and he can sprinkle his mercy to all. Yes. Can you speak something about the mercy of Mahaprabhu?
Shri Gurudev has instructed me to speak about mercy and teachings of Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Shri Gurudev himself has explained that in order to understand Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings, we have to take shelter of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Otherwise it's not possible. Namo Bhakti Vinodaya Satchidananda Namine Gaura Shakti Sarupaya Rupanu Gavaraya. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, especially, he's explained the teachings and mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in two ways. In one way, he's given his commentary on Sri Shikshastakam. especially in his Bhajan Rahasya, he has gone so deeply explaining the significance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's eight prayers, how he is explaining the development from Shraddha, from chanting in the association of devotees, right up to praying. And he has explained the gradual development, not only of the different stages of the development of praying, but also he's explained the connection between the pairs of names in a Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and these stages of praying. Also, in the different stages of Ashtakaliya Leela. So in this way, he's explained how a sadhak begins chanting Cheto Darpanam Arjuna Bhava Mahanam Davakili Varpanam. Then Namnama Kari Bhavagandhi Jisarva Shakti. In the first verse, Cheto Darpanam Arjuna, he's giving an overview of the whole development. And then in the successive verses, then Namnama Kari Bhavagandhi Nijisarva Shakti, how devotee has faith in the chanting of the holy name, how he develops humility. And in the last chapter of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself tastes this gradual progression from faith in chanting up to the mood of Srimati Radhika, Ashlishiva Padara Tangpanastama, that I don't care whether Krishna gives me his darshan, or he may even enjoy with somebody else in front of me. If he wants to enjoy with another gopi, then I will personally bring that gopi to Krishna. So this mood of, this is the last limit of service, mood of service to Krishna without desire for personal enjoyment. So in this way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tasted these moods. And Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he has explained this progression. Then, he has also explained in Dashamula Tattva the different aspects of Tattva, how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Tattva that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given, Annaya Praha Tattva. First of all, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is emphasizing that we have to accept the authority of the Vedic scriptures. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his followers, Goswamis, especially Srila Jiva Goswami, they've established that all other forms of evidence are useless without the Vedic scriptures. Evidence such as pratyaksha, the evidence of the senses, this is useful insofar as it's following the Vedic scriptures. Otherwise it's useless. So what does this Vedic what do the Vedic scriptures establish? First of all, that Krishna, Hari, he is the Supreme Personality, he is the Supreme Absolute Truth. Everything rests within him. He is the origin of everything. And in the end, everything goes into him. Sarva Shakti, he has all energies. Internal energies, external energy, marginal energy. All of this is his, the action of his spiritual energy, and ultimately, Radhika is Purna Shakti, Krishna is Purna Shaktiman. Ultimately, this depends on Srimati Radhika as the energy of Krishna. Then, Rasavdi, he is also the ocean of Ras. Then, the Jivas, their Vipinamsha, their expansion, the separated expansions of Krishna. Vishnu Tattva is Krishna himself, different manifestations of Krishna, according to, just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Namnamakari Bhavanati Nijisarva Shaktis. All the names of Krishna, they have Shakti according to the form of that name, according to that Nami. So for example, if we chant the name of Brahma, this will give one result. If we chant the name of Narayan, this will give another result. If we chant the name of Rajendranandan Krishna, this will give another result. So therefore, for example, Srila Gurudev is emphasizing that we should chant Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jaya. These names, with Krishna's supporting pastimes, the Srimati Radhika, with the gopis, and especially the Srimati Radhika. These names are particularly powerful. That the jivas, they are either subject to Maya or they're liberated from Maya. Then, Veda Veda Prakasham. Everything, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given this perfect summary of all the Vedic teachings. Our Vaishnava Acharyas, they have given Vastu Parinamba. The previous Acharyas, they've given Vastu Parinamba. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he has explained Shakti Parinamba. This is Achintya Veda Veda Tattva. This is a perfect synthesis of all the teachings that Krishna is none different from his energies, and everything that we see is a transformation of his energy. It's not a transformation of Krishna himself. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has emphasized that the sadhan is sugar bhakti and nothing else. When, for example, he met with the Tatvavadis, so he paused because the Tatvavadis are very proud. They're thinking that they're very great Vaishnavas. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is coming shaved like Mayavadi Sannyasi. So he presented himself very humbly. So what is the perfection of life? So they said that, the leader of the Tatvavadi said that we should perform our duties in Varanashram and offer the results to Krishna. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I think you're cheating me. And then he established that actually praying of Pumarka Maha, this is the fifth necessity, this overrides everything else. And the process of attaining prem, this is Shuddha Bhakti. And this is that the actual goal of human existence, this is prem. What kind of prem? So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's come to taste Braj prem. Not only Braj prem in general, but specifically the prem of the gopis, and specifically Srimati Radhika. And also to distribute Ragma Bhakti Loke, or Prachara. So he's come both to taste it and to distribute it. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's kindly come to both to taste the very highest, the inconceivable mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is that he comes in Kali Yuga when the jivas are in such a fallen condition. And only in this time is this highest service available. Only this incarnation, only this form of Krishna gives Subhakti Shri. Subhakti. Subhakti means the Bhakti of Srimati Radhika. But the Bhakti of the assistance to Srimati Radhika, this is only available through Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his followers, and no one else. So this is the inconceivable mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that only at this time in Kali Yuga is this very highest possible service. Even higher, Srila Rupa Goswami and other acharyas have explained that the service of the mantras to Srimati Radhika is even higher than the service to Lalita Vishaka and so on, because they're closer to Srimati Radhika. They can perform services to Srimati Radhika that she will not ask Lalita Vishaka to perform. And also, they can come and serve the divine couple at a time when no one else can come to serve them. So although Asasaki and other devotees, they are other, not devotees, other bhaktas, other expansions, they are senior, but the most fortunate of the mantras. And this service, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to give at this time. But this is available not through Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, but through the Acharyas and his Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya. So, we're very fortunate that our Acharyas have successively revealed this. And we're especially fortunate that our beloved Gurudev, he is publicly revealing this. My Guru Maharaj went from place to place in the West, and he presented Krishna consciousness in such a way that even he himself said, people in the West, they're living like animals. But he made a presentation of Krishna consciousness which could engage even such animal-like personalities like myself, mad, completely mad with desire for sense gratification and frustration. And coming after him our beloved Gurudev has revealed the innermost mood to Srila Jiva Goswami, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. He has said himself that he's like Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. He can't help revealing everything. And he said, this is my mood also. And when he was commenting on Srila Vilapus Manjali. So it's so fortunate that our beloved Srila Gurudev, he's actually enabling us to begin to, he's giving not Raganuga Bhakti immediately, but Raganuga Pravritti Vaidhi Bhakti, even to such fallen personalities as ourselves, and who can understand? He's taken the risk of being thoroughly condemned in our Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya, because very, very few Gaudiya Vaishnavas even can understand the moods and intentions and teachings of our beloved Gurudev. So, with this, I'll invite Lee Pong to come to the
Two more questions.
I'm very happy that Western devotees also, they know all these things, very, very deep things, but now all are knowing. Prapujya Charan, Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj had preached and written in his books everything. But he never preached like this, to know all these things. So you are very, very lucky to know all these very, very deep things. Thank you.
Two more questions also.
Ek prashna aya hai. Kya Bhagavan ki ichha nahi rahane par bhi kisi ko bhakti prapt hone ka udaharan hai? Bhagavan ki kripa nahi hone se bhi. भगवान की इच्छा नहीं होने पर भी किसी को भक्ति प्राप्त होने का उदाहरण है, यह प्रश्न गलत है। जैसे भगवान यदि मर जाए तो क्या होगा? भगवान मर जाएगा, भगवान मरेगा कभी? तो इसलिए भगवान की जरूर इच्छा रहेगी ही, ऐसा कभी भी नहीं होगा जो भगवान की इच्छा नहीं है। इसलिए गोलोक धाम से वृंदावन उतरते हैं, जितने अवतार लेते हैं सब किस लिए? सबको अपने में मिलाने के लिए, अपनी भक्ति को प्रचार करने के लिए। इसलिए ये ठीक नहीं।
But then there's two more questions.
What?
Give me the mic.
Janki Devi kahan se aa gayi?
Koi.
So there's a couple of more questions that are coming here for Srila Gurudev. The bhakti that is in the heart of a madhyam sadhaka, is this the same as the bhakti that is in the heart of a Uttam Mahabhagavat who has come down to the Madhyam platform? In other words, a bhakta who is a sadhaka, he has gradually attained the stage of Madhyam. The bhakti that is in his heart, is it the same bhakti that is in the heart of a Uttam Bhagavat who comes down?
Bhakti is same, but stages are different. In Uttam Adhikari, the stage of bhakti is so high, he will tell, oh, bhakti should come, at once he'll come. But Madhyam Adhikari cannot do like this. These are some differences.
But that Uttam Adhikari who gives this blessing, that bhakti will come immediately.
Nard will tell, at once, Gopi Bhav should come. It will come. Madhyam Adhikari cannot do.
But when this Uttam Adhikari gives this blessing, is he acting in Madhyam stage at that time?
Kindly he accepts like that. But really he is not Madhyam Adhikari. Narada never comes in, never he is Madhyam Adhikari, Uttam Adhikari, but he plays like Madhyam
Adhikari. And why is that? He is going to by spontaneously, voluntarily. Just your remarks, please keep your hand on my head, just your not like this.
One more question. Which level of bhakta, which level of the devotee is capable to give the seed of Palyadasi Bhav? In other words, if a devotee is in Madhyam level, like sadhaka, is he able to give this Palyadasi Bhav, or must he first...
If Madhyam has achieved Shuddha-sattva,
Jatarati,
and by mind he is worshipping, meditating and serving, he can be in this age.
Then, but he will be higher, such bhakta, such sadhaka, he will be higher level than Madhyam. Maybe he will be Uttam Madhyam then.
Uttam Madhyam, I told in morning.
Yes.
और एक महारानी जानकी जी प्रश्न कर रही हैं जनकपुर की महारानी अयोध्या की जानकी जी मध्यमाधिकारी भक्ति देने में समर्थ हैं किस प्रकार की सब प्रकार की यदि मध्यम अधिकारी रूप गोस्वामी के अनुगत होकर के भजन करते करते वो राधा जी की पाल्य दासी होने की भावना रख करके करता है तो वहां तक दे देगा कोई भी बाधा नहीं है क्या वे भक्ति की सर्वोच्च अवस्था तक पहुंचा सकते हैं वो पहुंचा रास्ता बतला देंगे क्योंकि अभी तक वो सर्वोच्च अवस्था में नहीं गए हैं हम यहीं से बतला देंगे कि यहां से हरिद्वार जाओ हरिद्वार से बद्री नारायण होते हुए चले जाओ ऊपर चले जाओ किंतु तुमको पकड़ करके ले जाएंगे नहीं बतला देंगे चलना पड़ेगा इसलिए रास्ता बतला देंगे चलना पड़ेगा तुम्हें ठीक गौर प्रेमानंदे ओ टुमारो